This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgara.
We are near LAX.
God, it's gorgeous.
Just kind of hovering around it.
Like a nervous schoolgirl.
Could be intimidated by our behavior. Like a nervous schoolgirl or a possible terrorist.
Yeah.
We are hovering around LAX.
We might have malintent.
But not this time.
No way!
We're picking up the delightful Jake Johansson. Yeah, maybe we go around a
little bit.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Jake has just landed.
He is a major celebrity in the comedy world.
He sure is to me. I've looked up to him as a comedian since before I even started doing this stuff.
Yeah. I remember seeing him on Letterman long ago, where he did his joke about it, it's not guns that kill people, it's bullets.
Right.
Do you remember that joke?
Yeah.
Or something like that, where then he does a whole thing about pushing a bullet into someone's head.
Oh, right. That's funny.
Or maybe it was the opposite, that people were saying it's not guns don't kill people, people kill people, but you really do need the gun to get the bullet in.
Right, yeah.
Something along those lines.
It's like a nail building a house.
Right.
Without a hammer.
It's
very much like that. I think that almost deserved like a rejoicing sound of recognition for me just coming up with
for
that.
For how accurate that was of you?
Pretty accurate, yeah.
To do?
Yeah, to think
I don't,
of and
what
then to
kind
say.
Of rejoicing sound would you like to hear?
Exactly! Like say
oh,
that.
Oh, okay.
Exactly!
Let's do it again. Let's start over.
Oh, bullets kill people without a gun. Yeah, and a nail can build a house.
Oh my God, exactly!
Yeah, thank you.
Well, was that loud and horrible enough?
It was a little shrieky.
That's me.
From the beginning, when I started doing comedy, people always like to compare you to... That's always fun, a fun game. Ooh, you're like a young Newhart. I'm like, I didn't even know he did stand-up.
Yeah.
But then I learned he did, and I learned.
And he's quite good at it.
But people compare just because of... People have said I talk like Ellen a little bit, just because of the stammering or whatever. But I also, someone said Jake Johansson once, and so I found, and this was pre-internet. I don't know if I must have ordered a VHS tape or something.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I get it. I like the way that guy thinks. And
yes.
I think I met him for the first time last year, and I may have said something stupid like, we have similar brains.
No.
You don't even know me. No, he had seen me. We just did a show together. And he liked what I did. And I think while I was on stage.
Oh, good. He knew you were a comedian. Yeah,
and
okay,
then
good.
I had just
That's
done
good.
Well. And I also, because I just watched him, I do this sometimes where I kind of will do an impression of someone.
Yeah.
And like when Kramer was in on our podcast, yeah. I was talking like this the whole time. Yeah. Like I can't not do it. That's sure. the third episode we've mentioned.
You know what? The subtitle of this show is the Howard Kramer love cast. We love him. It's too bad.
Too bad. Too bad he'll never know unless he listens.
He'll never know.
But I like the way Jake's brain thinks, and we're going to have his brain and his body in the car shortly.
What I am excited about, and when I say excited, I kind of mean like nervous and fear-based, because as everyone knows, we talk about it all the time. This car it's moderately filthy, just in the way that you can't get dog hair off of what seem to be fleece seats in this stupid Honda Fit.
I think the inventor of Velcro had the same breed of dogs as you, and he had his eureka moment one day cleaning off the seats in his buggy. I don't know if this was buggy days when the guy invented Velcro. But it's Velcro.
Yeah, yeah.
On a not quite microscopic level, there are little hooks, a series of hooks and loops.
And this is what's happening.
Yeah.
There's a hook and loop dog hair scenario happening in this car.
I guess they have split ends. That's the only way to explain the barbed hook at the end of each of their hair.
Now, I did read once that Martha Stewart brushes her dogs twice a day. And I don't think I've ever brushed either of my dogs. So maybe that's the where the filth is coming in.
She brushes her dogs twice in between cookie make. How come no one ever told Martha Stewart to get a goddamn job?
You know,
just kidding.
Because she was rich and she didn't have to.
How did she do it?
She was one of those people. She's a dilettante.
She's got that dead look in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, like you were saying, that guy that... Like, we're talking smack about a few people. We're not going to mention it now. You'll have to get the bonus episode.
I almost was like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I know. No, no, we can't do that. But
we should do that.
She has that look in her eye where I'm like, I don't trust her.
You know what? She looks like the painting that her eyes are her eyes, and then you slide her eyes out, and your eyes go in so you can spy on people.
Oh, like the Scooby-Doo painting?
Yes. That's totally Martha Stewart's face. Someone should do an oil painting of Martha Stewart.
Like, hey, Scoop, that painting's looking at us. Like, look at the eyes.
Hey,
Scoop.
Remember? I never do this in a consecutive way that would be, like, good, like, hooking back to another episode. Mm-hmm. I never do it recent enough, but on the Drenna Davis episode... You regaled me, much to my absolute joy, with all of your Scooby-Doo voices.
Oh, the entire cast, yes.
Yes.
Still working on Fred and Thelma, but my Daphne is on point. And Scrappy-Doo also.
But I found the picture. Do you remember seeing it? I posted on Twitter where when we were talking about you being Nightcrawler or any villain from... Scooby-Doo, and I found the pictures where they look exactly alike.
Yeah.
I was really impressed by myself finding those pictures.
Oh, you made the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I appreciate that.
This is basically me taking a moment to say, hey, remember that time when I did that thing?
Henry's calling, and I don't have time to talk to him.
Let's just see what he wants. Henry Phillips, everybody, once a guest of this show.
Yeah, once a co-host turned guest in one episode.
I want to turn left, but am I allowed to? I think I am. Yes, I am.
Yes, you are allowed.
Great. This is this part of LA, which would be considered what? The La Tierra area? Inglewood?
I don't know.
I don't.
It's the single one.
I don't know. Could it be Fox Hills?
Oh, yes. We are near the Fox Hills Mall.
Lots of foxes running around in the traffic.
Oh, it's almost like it's a hazard while you're driving. They have foxes. Sometimes they're just blowing around like dandelion spores. Just foxes everywhere.
Oh, I hope you're not allergic.
I have a fox allergy, I was going to say.
Oh, is that what you were going to say?
When they're blowing around. And I'm not talking about their dander. These are little foxes that are airborne.
Tiny airborne foxes.
Tiny airborne foxes. And you breathe them in, and I'll be damned if it doesn't get me stuffed up. Okay.
Yes.
Still haven't heard from Jake, but I know he's in the airport. He will be walking towards the outdoors. And I think this is going to be one of those episodes where we time it perfectly, and he will jump in seamlessly to our arrival, and we're going to rejoice and... You're going to squeal to let us know you're rejoicing.
Oh, yes. And yes, now yeah. Now that I know what rejoicing's supposed to sound like. Because
exactly.
Before this, when I was rejoicing, I would go, and that's right, how yeah, you knew. I would
well,
make
funny.
A snake sound.
You've been giving the wrong impression at all parties.
For 45 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's yeah. absolutely true.
Happy birthday, friend. No, I'm happy.
No, I really, I'm, I, some might say overjoyed for you.
Wow, it doesn't, you don't,
someone, it doesn't feel like that somebody, in any way. It feels like you're mad at me. Oh, well, I'm not.
No one ever showed you how to celebrate. It's so sad.
It's, it is sad, actually. It is sad. Now, there's a sign in front of that gas station over there that says, enjoy a cup of fresh hot coffee. And what's fascinating about that is we both are right now.
I'm currently holding one, as is Karen, and it is hot.
Mm.
The only thing that sign isn't letting everyone know, I'm not really enjoying it.
You're not?
No, it's a...
It's not good coffee.
This came out of a robot box.
At the airport Sheridan, where we stopped thinking they had a Starbucks, and then once we valeted the car and got inside...
Yeah.
Not a Starbucks.
We used to be a Starbucks. Oh, really?
Oh.
Well, why don't you get a current employee of this not Starbucks to go take down that fucking sign?
Here's the
thing. That's why I said fucking sign.
Yeah, that's right.
Got really upset with
her. He had his fist on his hip, and I said, right behind him.
Kind of in a sassy way, though.
Like a bossy, kind of momish way. He also had an apron on.
But a little RuPaul-y.
Yeah, he was definitely working it, and he was sissying that walk. Then I come up behind him, and I says, hey, I don't want some goddamn coffee from Malaysia, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right.
I shouldn't have yelled that so loud, because there were several families.
You and I both, within the same minute, are regretting our F-bomb drops.
We went nuts at the airport Sheridan.
God, why? I don't know why. No, I mean, just now, we both said the F-word.
Oh, I know. I've been very good about it.
You have been, and then I just... Once I say it, that opens up the F-word Karen Kilgariff floodgates.
Oh, my God. It just all of a sudden, it sounds so natural to me. It sounds so good. Oops. I want to go down here.
Oh, yeah. Airport Boulevard seems the most appropriate
it
for
just,
where we're going.
It just fits. It makes sense. I've been very good about the swearing lately.
Yeah, yeah. I've noticed.
I've also started wearing dresses and pinning my hair back.
Did you finally throw away your garbage pail kid that said swearing Karen?
Because that is real?
Go ahead and look it up, everyone.
Is that real?
Swearing Karen.
Does she have a little piece of dried lettuce on her face?
That's why she's swearing. She's like, God damn, salad's so hard
Stupid
to eat.
Stupid salad. I hate it.
Are you going to bump this van to prove a point?
Push it forward
it
just
seems
a little
like
bit.
You're going to bump this
I
van.
I want to roll it up. I want to roll it forward.
Karen is lurching towards this bumper, and you cannot go any closer, or I will get nervous.
Or you'll scream.
What if he backs up? What if there's an old lady, and they need run into
then
you?
Then that's on him, baby. No, you can't just back up into me. Yeah. You can't bring that this way. Because I am not the one. One time I was in a check cashing place, and...
Sound like you were auditioning for Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, right? Because okay. I was in a check cashing place, and this homeless lady came in and started saying the N-word.
Uh-oh.
And everybody got super nervous. Everybody of every color of the rainbow in that check cashing place got real uncomfortable.
Scraggly-haired white lady?
That's exactly right. On Hollywood Boulevard.
I hate it when it rolls off those homeless tongues.
But so everybody just pretended she wasn't there until she tried to get in this probably 6'7" black man who was standing behind me wearing a beautiful suit. He looked like a banker. And she came up and she started saying something to him, and he turned and goes, you best not be talking to me because I am not the one. And then she just left. She left the building, and it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
I am not the one.
Because I am not the one.
That's great.
It was
amazing.
What a
great way to get someone to... I'm not the person you're looking for.
This is not... He was saying, your seed will get no purchase here, ma'am.
Yes.
Your racial seed.
I wish that he had said that. Can I change the story?
You could.
Your seed will grow no crops.
You will not reap no sow.
Why are you honking?
Why?
Fuck you.
Because it's a... racism,
yeah.
Active and alive today. It's a white Mercedes with a person who is not a man and not...
Do you think they were being racist towards us because we're white and it doesn't make sense? See, I can sing.
You absolutely can.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I do it. It's classic.
I do it sometimes.
Not classically trained, self-taught, but in a classic way. I made myself sing while wearing a powdered wig.
When?
Oh, as a child.
Oh, I see. Mozart style?
Classic. Yes, yes. Yes, I was singing piano. It was another like...
Yes.
Michael Winslow is... Here's why he's underrated.
Okay. Reason number one.
Not only can he do a better helicopter than that.
That was pretty good, though.
Oh, that's the only reason. He just does a better helicopter than that. That's the rating he deserves.
Yeah.
Good helicopter noisemaker.
He's right in there. He's got like a 5.8, which is exactly what he deserves.
One time I was on radio in Austin with that Robert Hawkins guy who we've talked about mutually thinking is quite funny.
Quite genius.
Michael Winslow was on radio, too, and we were just asking him to make the sounds of things. And we were like... Do sausage sizzling in a pan. And he made it sound, it was just coming out of his mouth, this crinkling, popping noise that sounded like, and then in kind of a dick move, Robert said, now do bacon. And he did a different sizzling sound.
Yes, that's awesome.
He did a different sound that was kind of thinner. So it's like, well, maybe, where else is that guy going to perform? Yes, he's not a comedian to me. He's not a guy that thinks of jokes.
But what he is an entertainer.
He is an entertainer.
He's
where
an
the
entertainer.
Hell does,
and know. He also does put those sounds together. He's a comedian in that. I mean, there's some people who call themselves comedians who are way worse than Michael Winslow. Let's not be knee-jerk
snobs. Right, right. Who are traditionally, all the framework is there.
The framework's there. The PR is there. People call them comedians. And on
they
and
work,
on.
And they get work in clubs.
And
more
you've heard
than
them; you've heard their name constantly, and perhaps are even lauded,
this
and
is
are
the,
actually rotten, rotten.
This is the episode
uncreative.
Where we are talking about specific people, but we aren't saying who they are. It's got to be frustrating.
It's got to be. You know what? It's creating a kind of hot dynamic tension for the listener.
Yeah, the listener is at home like, I know who
mean?
That is to me.
Do I know who it means?
Yeah.
Does it even matter who it means?
Assign that comedian in your own brain.
Right? We all hate a person. It doesn't even have to be a comedian. Yeah. It could be that lady in your office that's so irritating. Don't say her name.
Don't say her name. Don't even think it.
Don't even. Just know that you're right.
Just know that she exists and that you hate her.
That you're right. There are, you know, the internet age has introduced this idea that everybody's great. And that's simply not true.
No, just read my YouTube comments. Oh, God.
How about that for a sound of ecstatic joy? What I just did.
Good. See, that guy, he looks pretty good with
that.
That
guy's
beard.
Hot as
he
hell.
He knows what we're doing.
He knows. He's hot as hell.
He looks like he's best dressed up for a business meeting, but it's about wrestling.
He's got bad shoes, so you know it's about wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
Those shoes are really bad.
Because he's always, you know, jumping up on the ropes and throwing them, using them as a weapon.
That's right.
When there isn't a folding chair.
He's used to a tall lace-up boot.
That's why they... Yeah.
That black, a black flat shoe doesn't really...
Yeah.
He's not good at shopping for those.
They're all scuffed up because he's tossing them at his co-workers.
But that guy looked like a beefier Statham.
Do you think the wrestlers call the other wrestlers co-workers? I guess this is more of a Matt McCarthy question.
You know,
previous guest.
I bet you if I text Matt right now...
We could crash into a car.
And then we would do a PSA for not texting while you drive at the airport.
I think we just did it. I didn't mean to jump down your throat, but there will be no texting during this.
There will be no texting.
Vehicular podcast.
Look at that guy's a top hat on.
Can anything other than homicide be vehicular? See, that was pretty funny.
That's a great...
We have a vehicular podcast. Well, that's terrible and illegal. No, I didn't say manslaughter.
No, we don't kill anybody.
Yeah, no one gets hurt.
We kill with our comedy.
Yeah, our jokes fucking kill. They crush. I crushed in my car the other day. Okay, I don't see him. I guess he's not quite out here yet. But he still hasn't... Should we be so...
So cocky as to
so
think.
Brassy.
Should we be brassy
so
with our hair dye?
So brassier.
Thank you. Oh my God, someone let
that
me over.
That is a nice where are you from, out of town?
What are you, some kind of a
And now
pastor?
They're honking. No, get in front of me. I need someone to honk at.
That wasn't
I'm going to, sometimes I let people in just so I can honk at them.
Chris, we're going around again. We have to go around again.
I know.
Again.
We have, go, I mean, what are you, solving a crime? Don't leap out of your taxi, you crazy ass.
Yeah, that
really excited to pick up a fare. We almost clipped his...
That cab driver jumped out on the driver's side into airport traffic. Not
smart.
He had
such a calm look on his face, but it was the body of an urgent man.
It was probably his spirit had left his body because he was committing...
Look at the look on that man's face. He's like looking for his loved ones. He has a little kid's face.
Yeah. He was lost.
He was adorable. No, this guy's adorable. Look at this old guy.
Look at him. He's like, I'll get it.
God, Karen.
Dad, I'll pack my own thing.
Oh, he's throwing the... Is he frustrated? And this damn hat of my wife's.
This stupid traffic.
No, he's sweet. I never really had a grandpa, Karen.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, I had one great grandpa. One awesome grandpa, I'd
say. Was he your grandpa's dad, or was he just awesome?
He was my dad's dad. I didn't mean to say great grandpa.
I just did that was a Madison Davis joke. She has a great grandpa, great grandma joke. Oh, was she really old, or just a really good grandma? And I did it wrong. I told it wrong. It's basically what you just said.
I liked it. I didn't understand what was happening till the end, because I was... thinking about my grandpa, who was the greatest.
Yeah, mine, well, I had two. I had one that was grumpy and drank, and one that was just grumpy and crazy and didn't need drinks to be that way.
Oh.
And they both were just tall and
just
mean.
No,
and they were. Once I was, like, walking and talking, they didn't want anything to do with me.
You know what? There's nothing worse than a grumpy
old
man.
Person.
They're
yeah.
the worst. They're scary looking. They look like ghouls.
Yeah, you're making it very hard to respect my elders.
Yes.
Grandpa.
If you're old, you're an
grandpa.
Old man and you make it to that point, just be nice. Like, have a drink, that's fine, but
yeah,
be nice.
I wish my grandparents, because it's kind of the reason we left California where I was born and we went back to Montana. My dad was like, well, the kids should be around grandparents.
Oh,
and
no.
So we moved down there and then they just weren't into us. They're like... Once I started, I think I said something. I had an opinion about something once, and he never really looked at me again.
Because he was from an era where you got to open hand slap children right in the face.
Or he would, there'd be the salt shaker would be empty, and he would just slide it across the floor, and it would hit my grandma's feet. And without flinching, she would pick it up and put salt in it and give it to him. Like, that's called abuse.
That's called love.
Yeah.
That's from a different time.
Yeah.
That's
but they're all gone now. So I never... Everyone's grandparents are gone. I'm not saying that. I don't... You and I,
we've had loss.
Yeah, we've had loss. But I do see old men, and I'm like, I yearn for their attention. And that's yearning is the worst word I could have put there. That makes it sound sexual. I don't want to be with them. I want to just be with them.
You
want to
have a nice a cardigan sweatered arm around your shoulder.
When I was in England, I think there was all these grandpas I never had because I think I'm vaguely English. I don't know. I haven't gone to Ancestry.com, but I went.
Don't do it. It's a ripoff.
It is?
Yeah,
okay,
it's all
good.
Weird, like military records and shit that won't
okay.
help you.
Please insert your teeth into the computer. I just, but
that'd be amazing.
All these old men, why is everyone honking?
That's
cars, it's traffic,
it's
you
fine.
Dick.
Everybody's fine. It's Super Bowl Sunday.
Who is just honking? Oh, who? They're just going to keep honking? Sometimes people honk when they're just, they don't know. Oh, he's saying hi to his friend and we're caught in the crossfire?
Could it be that?
Go bro down on your own. I'm sorry you guys aren't
on
watching
your own
the Super
goddamn
Bowl.
Time.
Isn't the Super Bowl happening right now?
It is happening right now.
Maybe that's why my grandfathers didn't like me. They knew I didn't care about football.
Maybe that's what it was.
And then my dad,
but
you know.
But are you really taking that personally? Because if it was an old alcoholic man, it had nothing to do with you.
Right, yeah.
I mean, there's a little work to be done there.
Yeah. They were cool when I was really little. That's what matters.
When it
formative
doesn't count?
Years. Yeah, you know, when you're 14, who wants to hang out with your grandpa anyway?
Oh, you were 14? That's a totally different story. Everyone hates teenagers.
7 or 8? I don't know. I don't have a good memory.
That's a great age, actually.
It's all one big blur and then college.
My grandpa, one time, we spent the night at my grandma and grandpa's house. They were both from the old country. My grandpa came to America when he was 14 by himself.
Does the old country always mean Italy?
It...
I don't know where that is.
It means Ireland, but it doesn't...
old country.
It depends on what person you're talking to, sorry.
Yeah.
In my family, it means Ireland,
but
I think...
What if you're Sicilian?
than it would have been Ireland.
The boot. The boot kicks Sicily.
The boot.
So you're the soccer ball if you're Sicilian. And hey. And I call them soccer balls.
Don't mess around.
And is that racist if I make up my own thing? Get out of the way, you damn soccer ball. What the hell does that mean? Well, Italy kicks you, and you're like a soccer ball. Oh, well.
Oh, well, too bad I have to shoot you in the head anyway. Sorry, two to the dome.
Ooh,
that's how the that's mafia Karen works. Saying,
yep, all Sicilians will shoot you.
That's right.
Sorry.
I'll go out on a limb. They're going to shoot me anyway. I might as well tell the truth.
I learned it from True Romance.
My grandpa, one time, we spent the night at my grandma and grandpa's house.
Uh-huh.
They had a lot of portraits of Jesus with thorns
on. His worst year.
Yeah. The blue period, you might say. I woke up before my sister and my cousin Nancy, and my grandpa was awake looking at me. And then he waved his hand, and he brought me in and gave me a powdered donut and some Tang. Like, I was the only grandchild he cared about. Meanwhile, he had 29 grandchildren.
Wow.
But I got some special early morning grandpa time because he was awake as early as I was. It was great. Kind of not interesting, maybe, to everybody.
But it is, we were going to say real specific grandpa stories was our third podcast idea. Will these stories have an ending, you then said, and I said, they don't have to.
No, oh, good. Then I said, great, that's exactly how mine's going to go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, he said he's getting a coffee.
Okay.
I guess, mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's because he's waiting for his bag.
Oh, great.
And so then we're going to go up here. Will fall out of the airport.
We're just going to tell him that we had to go by Delta.
Going around.
Are we going to go around again?
I'm sorry. I guess we have to.
Okay.
He's waiting for his bag. He just was saying getting a coffee because he's waiting for his bag. I didn't realize.
No, that's right. The treat is for the listener. Hello, listeners, by the way. Have we done any kind of a salutation like to usually do?
I believe salutation is the conclusionary, isn't it? Or is it like aloha?
Salutation is greeting.
I thought it was greetings and salutations, like hellos and goodbyes.
I think it's like hellos and hellos. It's two ways of saying,
So salutations, a perfect example would be aloha, which means hello and goodbye. And it also means...
To serve your definition, yes. But in reality...
It doesn't. So it doesn't.
Look, if we could just look up Charlotte's Web, we would find out exactly what salutations
means.
Oh,
that is some pick. I just like to take things from it. I just... that might be from Babe.
But No. Some pig. That's Charlotte's Web all the way.
Someone had a joke recently, and they were... quoting what one of the things the spider weaved in there, and it wasn't that some pig. It was some that some.
Oh, was it the big long word?
Yes, and they did. They just.
If
had
my
it
sister
wrong.
Was here, she'd be able to say it. Oh, they didn't know. They didn't know.
Oh,
the right
one. It's spendubidiously, it was like some. Oh well, who cares? Don't get me starting on movies with pigs in them. I'll be talking all day. I'll be talking all damn day.
Babe Pig in the City was upsetting. Remember that.
I didn't see him go to the city, but I did. I remember just him, the original country pig.
Yeah.
So at Great one film. Point he had to. Oh, he was a real pig. It's not like he packed a bag and they.
No,
and
he didn't wear like a little red vest or anything.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, how about a bow tie? I could deal with that.
You could kind of go for that.
Yeah. I can go for that.
Is that the real word? No, it's not.
No, it's I was doing a little riff of Hall & Oates.
I know, but are those the real words? I can't go for that?
I can't go for that. No can do. So I said, I can go for that. Yes. Yes can do. So it's just a little reversal of the intent. Classic.
Oh, that was so enjoyable.
I mean, I can't speak for someone like Weird Al Yankovic, but I think his early work, it was just like reversing songs to polka, right?
That's right. Well, and also he really sent up some of Michael Jackson's greatest hits. My favorite being I'm Fat.
Have a banana, have a whole bunch.
Right?
If you don't like it, save it for lunch. Just eat it.
Jam on whole wheat.
If someone described Weird Al and his music, I don't think I would go for that. But
yes, can do.
It's funny, isn't it interesting how he kind of stuck around and everyone likes him.
Yes, for sure.
And respects him, and people are coming out of the closet or
then go.
Or, oh, they go. Oh, God, Prius, you're so indecisive because you have no power.
And you're silent.
You're a silent
killer.
Those Oh, I think I know why we let them in, so we could honk at them. Oh, it's starting to. That was such a weird behavior.
Yeah, it was not smart driving. It's very, so many bad
He's
drivers
out.
Here. Great.
Pulling around.
Great. Almost there.
Moment.
Yes, can do.
Here, I'm texting.
Gray. Text like Howard Kramer.
Gray. I'm sending you the color of the car and also the make and model.
It's black. It's black. Don't write gray.
Honda. Oh, fuck. Black Honda Fit
Accord. What?
With dog hair. And it, should I have written that? Okay, send.
Sarah.
He won't.
Smile.
I bet he has dogs himself.
There's nothing I can do. I'm really ashamed about it, but now it's turned over into I have no feeling about it anymore.
I hate being at LAX, and you said you like it? God, I get so uncomfortable here.
Do you really?
And it's nice. It's not even crowded.
Oh, yeah, it's better
what
now.
What are we going to... I don't know what to ask Jake.
Oh, let's just...
I want to know. There's some general knowledge things I just want to know. I don't know him very well. I just know that I like him, and...
I think he's a very receptive person.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows? He might be uncomfortable. The dog hair might make him
sneeze.
Super bummed out. Who knows? We just have to play it by ear. We have to play it as it lays.
I hate it. And that Prius cut us off. And right now, it's just forever. You see him in front of you where you want to be. And now I'm still mad at that Prius. Silent killers. You cannot make a car... I don't care if it's good for the environment. I do care that it is. I take that
back. It's nice. It's nice.
Ever since the advent of Priuses and there's fewer... When I moved here in 2003 to Los Angeles, there were so many Hummers and everything. And
oh, my God.
Smog,
those SUVs.
Smog was horrible, and I never could see the Hollywood sign. Now I can see it all the time, and I really think it is because everyone's buying smarter cars. But
absolutely.
The fact that it just rolls up, and all you can hear is the tread of the wheel. Like, there's no motor sounds.
It's crazy.
I've almost been hit by so many Priusi.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like, whoever thought of that, they should have put in an artificial noise.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy.
Yeah, like, or just baseball card in the spokes.
Look, they had to wave to their grandma who's now coming
across.
He's
wearing black pants and a brown shirt, he said, which I...
Oh, okay.
I really like that.
So
text. Distinctive,
almost punk rock.
Yeah.
Here we go. Black pants, brown shirt, Jake Johansson.
Black pants, brown shirt.
What will you do?
Oh.
That's not him.
I don't see him
That
yet.
Guy was coming. I honestly thought that guy was getting into our car.
I'm going to roll down the window at the risk of making some noise. Do you hear that? The sights and sounds. Well, not the sights, but certainly the sounds. Boy, I don't see him.
There he is, right there. Oh, I love his face.
Yeah, he's got a great face.
Yay.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
Don't. Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, you just wait. Leon. Okay. I always want to...
It's open. It should be open.
Oh.
It's open.
I always want to help.
It worked. I can't believe it.
Hi. Oh, that was way too high. Did you hear how high my voice went there?
It's okay.
Exclamation of joy.
It's okay. Here he comes, Jake Johansson, everyone.
Jake Johansson, everybody.
Jake Johansson.
Yes.
What's up with the sheet?
Well, it's covering all the dog hair on that sheet.
She has dogs, and she's...
I was going to move the sheet, but I'm glad I didn't.
The sheet's clean.
It would have been funny if you got under it and just immediately took a nap.
Went to sleep.
Just got...
Yeah, well, it seems like you're picking up a dog.
I know. I kind of always am.
If there's one in the road and it looks like it doesn't have an owner...
I'll grab that
dog. We'll pick it up.
Okay, let's see if we can get a dog on our way.
Oh,
Jake,
idea.
I'm telling on you, Karen. Jake, as soon as you came out, she's like, look at his great face.
It's true.
I said I'm going to tell him.
What do you mean about my face?
You have a great face.
It's great to see your face.
Yeah, well, this is just my face.
I think it's just...
I know it's good.
In a roundabout way, maybe, because I'm uncomfortable. We're saying you're handsome.
Well, that's sweet.
Well, you're welcome.
That's sweet.
No, he's uncomfortable.
I can't believe I'm in the back by myself.
Is it?
I know. Isn't
it a little weird? Because you're talking to the back of our heads.
I'm staring at you through the rear view mirror.
It's nice. I like your podcast.
Thank you.
It's fun, right?
It's nice to get a ride from the airport, though. I was thinking when I was, you know, texting you back and forth that, like, oh, God, it's easier to take a cab than to do this. But now that I'm in the car, I'm really enjoying
it. Right. Aren't you glad we're not an angry cab driver?
I would love it if this turned into, like, a meal and then we all go out tonight. We get some pizza.
Recording the whole time.
Or the sleepover. Come on.
We know, and especially for the send-off episodes where we bring people to the airport.
That's what I really wish that I, you know, I mean, not to take anything away from this experience that we're having right now.
It seems like so far, Jake, you've only complained about this
experience. He doesn't like this.
It seems like you're not enjoying it.
You know, I don't think of myself as a complainer, but maybe it's time to face the facts. Yeah, those early morning ones, you know, like I have to go to Columbus on Thursday. I think I'm going to have to leave my house at 5 in the morning. Ooh. Where will you be then, just out of curiosity?
We'll be right in front of your house at 4:45.
Okay, sequel. That's what I smell.
So let's put some cliffhangers in this one.
Yeah. That's it's going to end with ellipses.
Listen, I have the worst diarrhea right now. And it's because I ate a bag of diamonds on the plane.
To be continued.
Will they become millionaires or just have a mess on their hands?
I went into that airplane bathroom, and you never think you're going to see a bag of diamonds in there, but there it was.
Shoot.
And I thought, if I come out with these, they're going to know that I have them, but eat them, I can deny it. I had to eat the bag, too. That's what.
One of the only reasons people don't eat bags of diamonds is they really cut you up on the way out.
And it's not even the diamonds. It's that velvety bag thing. That's what I think is really going to be the problem.
Were the diamonds in, like, a purple Crown Royal?
They were sitting on top of the bag, and so I didn't put the diamonds in the bag because I thought, look, that's gonna create a real kind of a bottleneck. No pun intended.
Sure,
so I ate the diamond separately, and then I
then
also ate the bag.
I felt like
if you leave the bag in there, it's kind of evident. Oh, you want to take a right here?
Let's go right here. Yeah, we're going to go to the Santa Monica.
I mean, you can go any way you want.
Did I just make you spill that coffee?
Just a little bit, but that's not bad. I was going to wash these clothes when I get home. I'm coming home. That's the beauty of coming home. Man, would I have been mad if we were on our way to the airport now. Like, great, now I got to be in Ohio all week.
With coffee stain. Just reeking of coffee.
Yeah.
I just want to add one thing to the diamond thing. I would have eaten the bag first just to coat my stomach.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I've been waiting to say that.
Well, you know.
We had moved on to a coffee.
This is the thing. Everybody's got an opinion after the fact. Well, I don't know where you were when I was on the plane.
Here's the problem with our early morning. When someone has a 6 a.m. flight and we've gone all the way down for a 4 o'clock pickup in Studio City. We're all so tired. No one is funny. I'm not funny until at least 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I worried about that myself, too.
Right.
I worry that I'm slightly emotional now.
Oh.
But that must be part of what happens when you pick people up at the airport.
There's
right?
a lot of crying, usually on this podcast,
well,
when there's pickups.
And you've been traveling. You would think you would just be used to it by now, but it's still not a pleasant.
I've only just recently realized that I've done my career wrong.
In what way?
Well, you know, a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was a week ago. Who can even tell what is a week ago or what's a couple weeks ago or what happened this afternoon?
A Nostradamus, maybe?
Yeah, everything is so different now that I've swallowed those diamonds. You can do either one, but yeah. I did a show down at Comedy Magic, and I thought, well, this is going to be fun. I'm headlining down here, and it's low pressure. It's Tuesday, Wednesday night. And then it's Paul Reiser and Ray Romano are doing guest sets.
Oh.
And then they go on, legends of, you know, TV comedy. People can't believe they're even in the same room with them.
Right, right.
And then I go on and I realize, oh, I see the mistake that I've made now. It's all so clear. I've done my career as if performing on stage was my job. And
right.
TV and movies were this hobby thing that I did.
It's so funny. We were talking about that. Right before we picked you up, I've been doing the same thing. I just always wanted to be a comedian for a living.
Yeah, and I'm loving it. Like, I was just in Atlanta. I worked at the Laughing Skull. It's a great club, the tiniest club in the universe.
It is. It's like an 80-seater, isn't it?
And I did this low-budget movie that they're doing while I was there as, a favorite thing during the day.
Sure.
But that's not the way you're supposed to be doing movies. You're supposed to be putting your comedy stand-up career on hold, going to do a big, giant movie. Then you get a sitcom, then you go back to doing stand-up later on. But I've done it the other way around. It's too late to change it now.
Are you a person that likes acting? Do you act and
I like
enjoy
the part
it?
Where you actually have the job. I just want to point out that things are going to be different once I shit these diamonds.
The whole tone is going to change?
Yeah, my career is going to change. I mean, that's kind of the... that's going to be an injection of financial security that I've, you know, yet to experience in my life. Not that things are... I don't want to kind of maintain this tone of complaining because things are fine. I'm very happy.
Okay. Well, you're probably uncomfortable, though, physically, just with them in there. You there's no way you aren't feeling that... diamonds in there, but it's the hardest substance known to man, right?
Yeah, well, but I had a big lunch on the plane too, okay, so good. They're kind of mixing around. When you said it, you're probably feeling uncomfortable. I thought you were talking about the back seat of the Honda Fit.
Oh,
I'm gonna buckle
what
in.
I can do.
I don't think you're gonna be able to though.
Look at that.
Right, the sheets there.
Some, the
okay,
sheet.
We'll take it easy.
It's this kind is, of a there's a kind of Mormon feel to that setup back there, where there's a sheet. For keeping you from doing things.
Oh yeah, I guess it is bad that it's not. Every time there's a sheet back there,
what do the Mormons do with the sheet? I knew that there was a Jewish thing with a sheet and a board and a.
Oh, is it Jewish and not Mormon? I thought Mormons had a sheet with a hole.
You're thinking of magic underwear that you can.
Oh, that's
right. They have a certain pair of underwear that it's okay to.
We should stick to our own religions. In my church, you don't have to do any of that. You can do what, you know, you're not supposed to have sex until you get married, so I guess I blew it there.
What is your church, Jake?
Well, I don't really have a church, but I grew up in, we were Congregational Presbyterian, you know, which is kind of the most Protestant churches. I mean, maybe not. Unitarian, those guys are pretty lax. That's almost like a... you know, pot party.
I was in a Presbyterian youth group in high school just for the pot. I really did. And it was, I even was very open with my pastor guy that I'd never read the Bible and kind of saw a lot of holes in it and maybe was agnostic. And he's like, that's okay.
Wow.
Because we have a bake sale to run or whatever.
That's all business. See, my family was the opposite because I was raised Catholic, and we went to a summer camp that was Episcopalian, and we came home on a Sunday and went to, like, morning mass with all the kids we went to camp with at the Episcopalian church. And then when we got back to my aunt's house, my grandma was there, and she said, are they going to go to real church now? She wanted us to go to Catholic mass. We'd already gone to Episcopalian mass.
And see, from my point of view, the Presbyterian church, Episcopalians... we're actually very, that's the real deal. That's the Henry VIII version of Catholicism, right? I mean, that's sort of the Church of England. They kind of, he invented his own church once they wouldn't let him get divorced. And then,
right. And that was what Episcopalians turned into?
That's my understanding of it. But again, we're a little over our heads here in the Honda
Right,
Fist.
No,
I'm beyond over my head.
We're in an arena I know nothing about. I couldn't finger Henry VIII in a lineup. Photos.
Oh, big fat guy. He's always eating a turkey leg.
Yeah, he's always got that turkey leg.
I've seen him down at the beach.
Yeah. Well, Renaissance Fair. Have you ever been to a Renaissance Fair?
I've always avoided them. Should I? Have I been wrong this whole time?
I feel like that's a good sequel to this episode also, is us
going
to a Renaissance
Fair. We all go to the Ren Fair.
I'll go to a Renaissance Fair if you can promise me a couple things. A person with a snake and maybe a juggler.
Well, come on. I feel like you're setting the bar a little bit low.
That's a tall order. Okay.
We can bring our own snake.
Oh, God.
There will be a lady with a snake there. Don't worry about it.
I always forget I have a snake, and you know what? I forgot to feed it. Jake.
Yeah?
How often...
Jake, let's get serious.
Jake.
No, I don't really want to get serious. Jake. I want to go to the Renaissance Fair.
Right now.
I want a mug of mead from wench.
And I've never really thought of myself as that guy. You know, there's the Dungeons & Dragons guys. Like Brian Posehn was telling me, he does a podcast where they just play Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
With Blaine, right?
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, I don't even know how Dungeons & Dragons works. But
me either.
The Renaissance Fair was pre-Dungeons & Dragons. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. It was the original cosplay.
Yeah. What if instead of coming here and seeing real people doing these things, we just rolled dice and pretend in our basement?
That would be,
then we won't have to do all this hideous interacting.
Well, there's new versions of that. What is the game? There's some, not like Risk, but a newer version of that about overtaking the world. And people play it now. And
live?
It's like Risk?
A board game.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of girls play it.
Girls?
Yeah, girls play. It's like, it's, I wish I knew the name of the game.
I wish you did, too.
Yeah, it's almost like I've wasted the last 20 seconds.
Well, we can Google this. We'll figure it out later. There's people Googling it right now and getting mad at us for not knowing what it is.
Words.
What's the Google Girls Renaissance?
Mystery date? What are you talking about?
It's a dating game board. Milton Bradley dating game.
Game of Thrones Girls Twister.
Yeah. I guess it's nothing like Dungeons and Dragons, unless you're into that. It's a dating game.
World of Warcraft?
I've always wanted to go. Not a Renaissance. I like going to Civil War reenactments. Jake, how often are you on the road?
I don't believe you've ever been to a Civil War. I know we're not playing a game show right now, but I have to say I doubt that. I doubt that you've been to a Civil War.
When I lived in Austin, where I first saw you at the Bad Dog Comedy Theater, it's likely they never paid you.
I did get paid there, but that's good.
Kevin Meaney didn't. Kevin Meaney, and he lived up to his name. He was not happy. That was just a dumb joke, but I remember he was...
Oh,
those potholes. I always wonder why people have four-wheel drive trucks in L.A., and then I go over those potholes, and I'm like, okay, that made me want to have a Hummer.
Yeah, we almost
it's just going to get worse. I don't want to get all political, but, I mean, I feel like we're talking about infrastructure right now, and Barack Obama has let us down, and I don't think Republicans are going to be any help either, you know?
Yeah, it's all just going to slowly fall apart.
It starts with a hole in the road, and then it ends up with our kids being homeless.
Hey, speaking of our kids, did you know there's a measles epidemic right now?
Yes.
Well, it's controversial.
The one at Disneyland?
Yeah, it started at Disneyland is what I heard, or that's the Explosion Center.
Well, everyone's coming down on Jenny McCarthy, and she's like become the poster child for the lunacy of not inoculating your kids. But the measles, mumps, rubella shot when I was a kid gave me an immediate reaction. I had rosacea. I had convulsions. I would get very high fevers. And my mom was always like, I know you were fine and healthy until we got you inoculated.
So I've
had a mom that my whole life was kind of saying that Jenny McCarthy stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Except you got the vaccination, so you never came down with the real measles.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you've got a great career. We're in a car doing your podcast right now.
Why
dude?
Am I talking? Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
so I almost baked my brain as a baby.
Yeah, if you don't consider this a high 10,
you're right.
All the way around.
Yeah, hey, you've won.
Yeah, your mom is wrong, but I agree. Jenny McCarthy deserves a break.
My mom.
I mean, I don't think enough things have gone her way.
What I glean from that is I have a pretty good life. That's what I keep thinking. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking I wish I was the guy who was picking people up at the airport doing a show.
You will be. Someday.
I hope so.
Close. You're close now.
Just stick to it. You'll get there, kid. That's I like to say that to comics.
You got a dream.
Jake, now, when I started comedy...
I do look up to you, by the way.
Yeah, we both do.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. It's something we should have mentioned.
Well,
we're both
I really like
it.
You guys,
Maybe
too,
we
so this
started,
is really great.
Yeah.
Well,
what are we
going to
do after this?
I
don't know why...
I looked up to you.
Huh?
I'd say I looked up to you and you said... Well, I like you guys, too. Well, that's actually a lesson.
Well, I didn't think I could say that I look up to you because that would be weird, right? I mean, how could we both look up to each other?
Oh, now he's making fun of my height. Because I'm short.
I didn't remember that about you, now that we're sitting down.
I'm 5'9", going on 5'8".
He doesn't remember you.
I'm actually shrinking. We did a speakeasy together.
Oh, that show was so ridiculous. We did a show in a bar that was so dark. Like, the light on stage was not as bright as your phone, the flashlight thing on your phone.
It was like one wayward Christmas, a string of light, but it was just one little bulb, and that was the light.
Where were you?
It was called the Prohibition, I think.
Good luck. I can't remember. It was in Culver City. And it was booked by our friend Al Jackson. And I spoke to Al about it. He said that the guy who runs the room got uppity and wanted to kind of start making all these rules about the comedians and the blah, blah, blah. That, you know, he totally became a prima donna producer.
Oh, no.
And so Al had to yank that show out of that room, which is a real shame.
Yeah.
So the guy took the lights with him
fun.
When he left?
Yeah. I'm doing a show tonight under the covers. Once my wife goes to sleep, we're going to do it under the covers on my side of the bed. But you kind of have to be quiet.
Okay.
Do you need a Tempur-Pedic bed for that?
I already have that.
Because a lot of times, you know, You know, you'll want to do stand up, and the wife will either want to sleep or drink wine.
Jake, what is your sleep number?
Yeah, what?
I don't know. We have the Tempur-Pedic. I don't really understand the sleep number. That's a little after my time.
I think you have to actually own the bed and read the manual.
Do you know anything about it? Which is the more firmer? Is that a higher number or a lower number?
Yeah, no idea. I've only seen the commercial 100 times, but I don't really know what the.
I know I have a sleep number, and that's really all I
think.
I'm proud to have one.
I have a Sealy Posturepedic, and that's because, you know, it makes it easier. I can just electronically elevate my legs for my gout, and then...
Ew, Craftmatic?
Yeah, Craftmatic adjustable. I grew up with water beds, and I think that's why I have scoliosis and a number of hip problems. I really
Did you really have did your parents have a water bed?
I had a series of water beds as a kid, and
A child's water bed?
Well, it was warm. You know, I grew up in Montana and lived in a basement my whole life.
Were you rich?
I got out. I got out of there,
The rich kids in Montana are put in a basement with a water bed.
They get their own basement water bed. My God.
It just never had enough water in it. so it was like a hammock. It was like I was sleeping in a water hammock.
Right.
So my back was always constantly arched. And I think you can all tell with my... I'm very self-conscious about my...
What? Yes.
Oh, I love when...
Yes.
Good. He works for the city. That's good that he has a...
This guy with a reflector vest and a Viking helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Doing some bike ballet.
He's just a crossing guard with a lot of spirit. Anyway, I have bad posture. Are you, Jake, are you a married person? Do you have family?
I am. I am. I wasn't kidding about my wife. I was kidding about the podcast in bed with her. But
I remember mentioning your wife just moments ago, and do you have kids? That's what
I have a wife, and we have a daughter who's 10.
That's terrific.
And that's why I'm not out. That's why we don't get to see each other more often. That's the that's why we have to wait until Al Jackson does a show, and a flashlight show in a tiny bar.
Well, I'm going to see if I can do something about that.
I am, too. I'm trying to get out more. I'm trying to be amongst more people. This is the step in that direction.
This is the bridge.
This is it.
I know many people who would love to have you on their shows around town. Many.
Yeah, you could just kind of take your pick of the ones that are just fun, where you're actually getting work done. Because I tend to just do whatever show someone offers me, and I'll drive. I live over here on the west side like you, and I'll drive all the way to...
It's a long way from here to there.
Yeah.
Have you done any of those shows that are like in someone, like they roll up a garage door and you do a show in the driveway?
And sometimes they're great.
There's a whole spate of living room shows. Spate's not the right word. But there's a bunch of living room, a bunch of living room shows where the kids that go there are so into it. They're like some of the best shows I've ever done.
I totally get why the kids who go there would be into it. But what I don't understand really is, like, I feel like we might have lost track of what we're trying to do.
it's so true.
Which is, you know, we're trying to make a living, you know? And
right.
I feel like if you can't ever charge someone a cover or get paid for doing stand-up, then, I mean, you're not going to get your own sitcom from doing a show in somebody's living room.
Is that true, though?
But if it's true, I'm ready to do the living room. I don't want to be completely mercenary about this living room show thing.
But I feel that way when I'm on the road and I go to some club. The last one that really made me sleep in the fetal position was in Houston, the Joke Joint, and it was...
I've never been there.
It was... Yeah, don't. I'm going to... And they might be listening. I'm sorry, you're a sweet lady, Rachel, but it hurt my feelings every night, and I'm like, I'm certainly not going to get a sitcom
I guess you're right. Yeah.
It's hard to know. You have to do both, though. I do know that...
It honestly seems like these days, like in L.A., if you're in a living room show, the odds that there's some young assistant to a highly powered person sitting in that audience...
In the living room?
Yeah. Like, that's... I swear to God, there's people where it's just like, oh, I saw you at this thing. Or I'm like, why in God's name would you be there?
Yeah.
And it's because they, as their job, go to just places around town. Well, and they go to, like, hip things.
Yeah. See, I don't need to get paid to do a living room show because I have an ass full of diamonds right now. But most people, I feel like,
so
you know,
jealous.
You see some of these youngsters and they, you know, it'd be nice if not only maybe there's an executive there, but they got $20.
I know. Sometimes
that's
they do. Some shows, right?
It's funny because
there's a couple shows that
I would think it would happen all the time. Oh, we're just 3 minutes from your house.
Wow.
I know. Well, we can go around. Nice. You can go around the block if you want to.
Sure, we might. Okay. I mean, I want to talk more.
I don't mind talking, but if we sit, get in the driveway, my wife will come out and make me come in the house. I can promise you that.
Most drop-offs we've had, we come home to a wife that is angry and coming out with her hair in curlers, trying to swat the comic book.
A lot of rolling pins on this podcast.
I wish my wife would fucking get busy with that rolling pin, I would be so happy. I mean, the only thing she uses that thing for is to chase me around.
Not a pie in sight.
No,
at the Johansson's house.
Forget about it.
Jake, remember when we were in Sacramento together? Well, I wasn't really on the show, I think, but it was Dave Anthony was opening for you. And we get to hang out for a weekend. Now, this was back in the 90s.
Is this Dave's favorite show?
What, this podcast?
No. I worked with Dave in Sacramento one time. And he's told the show on my podcast a couple of times. And I don't know if you're thinking about this story, where there's a group of young people in the audience that are kind of handicapped, and Dave doesn't realize it.
Yeah.
And they're kind of talking to each other and doing some, making some noises that are kind of enthusiastic, and they're supportive, and they're really enjoying the show. Dave says something to him once, and then they say something again. He goes, "What are you, retarded?"
Oh.
And the whole rest of the crowd goes, my God. Of course, they didn't care. The kids didn't care. They were having a good time.
Yeah.
And he meant it as a joke. He didn't mean it as a mean thing. But he was so mortified.
I've had the exact same thing happen at Cap City when I lived in Austin. There was people in the back, and they were laughing in an annoying... They were... Rather than laughing, they're just making an outburst. And I think I said something a little lighter than retarded, but the entire audience was like, whoa.
Should I go here?
I'm
sorry. We're actually the other way. But
yeah.
Oh, that way?
But that's okay. So you can go up
take a left whenever you
want. Or you can go up and take a right and come back to here and then go back.
Oh,
I
like that. Okay. I like better.
That's better. So, sorry, you called them a name like retarded?
I said...
I feel like now maybe...
I think what I may have said the word retarded.
I know we're not supposed to say retarded, but I don't think anyone ever says retarded when they're talking about... A handicapped person.
Right.
People only use that word when they're talking about one of their friends who's kind of being dopey.
Yeah. But my bumper keeps coming off, and my car's so retarded.
It would be much more insulting to say to someone, "Look, are you someone who was a competent person? Look, what are you learning disabled?" That seems more insulting, right?
Because
now you're talking about a real thing that you would say. I don't know.
Maybe it's more clinical.
I guess
and specific.
I can't. We're not going to get to the bottom of
it. It's accurate. You know what? It's accurate, though. But it's unfortunately accurate because there are people who identify that it's not a bad thing that they are retarded or handicapped, mentally handicapped. But Jeff, I can't remember his name.
Pretend it's a game show and just start giving hints.
Jeff Dunham?
He's the one that's on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He's on Curb Your Enthusiasm, okay. And Jeff?
Garland.
Thank you. Oh, I could have. He wears the crazy. He's on that other show with the crazy sweaters.
Yes, that's right. He's on Crazy Sweater 85.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he has a whole bit about how retarded is the one word that's like that we should be allowed to say because it's so accurate.
It is.
Because when you want to call someone retarded, it's because they're being retarded.
I want to just... I only say it when I'm talking about putting out a fire.
Slowing down a fire,
like a fire,
or bringing a conversation to a halt. Like I can
conversation retardant.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted someone else to use it in a sentence.
Yeah,
but it's okay if you say mentally. As soon as you take out the word mentally,
I don't even think we know this. I think again we're in some deep water here. We don't really know what we're talking about.
We're either in deep water or on thin ice. But either way,
my dream is for us to start getting letters. Do people even write them anymore?
Yeah, they come through the sunroof. It's insane.
I want to get an angry letter. I've gotten some angry emails. You did.
How do they get a hold of you?
Put nothing into your show tonight, and you got angry at the man heckling.
I don't believe that.
I found
for a
you
second.
Very unprofessional. Oh yeah.
That was the letter that you got.
Yeah. And then I threw some deduction. I found out it was the owner's wife, a woman who was pregnant and drinking a beer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is the other thing that I think we need to lighten up on. I think it's okay for pregnant ladies to have a glass of wine every once in a while.
Oh, they can have wine.
Babies are getting so big nowadays. People are having 9-10 pound infants.
I just got off a plane, so tell me about it. You know, there are some big human beings, and maybe a couple drinks during pregnancy could solve this problem.
Just to retard the growth a little bit. I'm back. I'm back in the danger zone.
Back in the danger zone.
I don't give a shit.
Well, sing that song. Sing the danger zone song.
To the danger zone.
Okay, so what you wanted to do was go up and get on that ramp up there, but that's okay. You can take a right turn down here at the corner.
We are just making sure we have exactly an hour and 10 minutes.
It's the greatest. This is a great. Oh, you can't even turn there. Yeah, so take a. Well, you can't. This is one way, the wrong way. So, yeah, you're going to have to take a right here and then go back. You just take a right on Main Street.
That's a one way. No matter what we say, do not go the wrong way on a one way street.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Although it would have been kind of convenient if you had
done matter
that.
What I say, do not untie me.
Don't.
Oh, it's nice to live out here.
Isn't it the best?
It is. I moved out here a long time ago after I did a pilot that didn't go. And I thought, well, I'm going to move by the beach so I have sanity.
Yeah.
And it's really worked, but it sort of put a real kind of damper on wanting to drive over to Silver Lake and do a show.
I'm constantly going back and forth. I love waking up over here. I feel like the brief period I was in West Hollywood, I was overwhelmed with everything. And then I come over here. Do you just go to the beach for no reason?
We go surfing down there, my wife and I.
Oh,
you can come with us. Why aren't we hanging out more, Chris? This is what I want to know.
I got a surfboard from Costco, and then I have a little one that I'm horrible on, but I like surfing.
Okay, well, we can go to the beach. We can go have coffee.
I absolutely want to do that. There's not a lot of West Side friends.
I mean, I am still in the car. That's
do you know,
thing.
Well, you're Karen. Come on, you're invited. If you would just ditch that ridiculous day job you've got, that's what's held us back. We could have done this podcast 2 months ago if it wasn't for you and your stupid pace.
And you're homeowning in the valley.
Yeah. You know what?
A house in the valley.
What did you buy a house in the valley for?
I don't know.
She didn't buy any furniture. I'll tell you that if that was your next question.
I live in an empty house.
It's an empty house.
It's an art project.
The only furniture is for the dogs.
Do you have are you in a relationship? Is that going on?
I'm out of a relationship.
So you can turn right if you want.
Oh, please don't hit that incredibly attractive young lady.
There's a lot of attractive people here by the beach.
That's
I think
right.
that you'll find that.
Yes, yes.
And when you move out here, Karen.
When we all get a loft out here together.
Oh. I feel like I'm ready for a clubhouse in my life.
We could start our own comedy show at the clubhouse.
Yeah, I'm down.
This clubhouse.
Well, you want to go right up to the next block, and then you can turn right. Or you can pull over if you want to just chat for a little while first.
What was your pilot that you were talking about?
That one?
Yeah.
I've had several.
Oh, really?
Listen.
That's great.
I have not. I've been to the plate a number of times. I had a pilot. That was in 19, right after I got to town, 87, 88. And it was called Visitors and Fish. And it didn't go. This is the story of that disappointment. Brandon Tartikoff was the... was this the one? He was the president of the network at the time. And his daughter was in a... I can't remember if this was this one or the next one, but I think it was this one. He was in a car accident. Daughter was in a car accident, so he was kind of off the scene. The show got developed. Then when the show was done, he was kind of back. And he goes, no, this isn't what I... said I wanted to make. No, we're not doing this. And then there was the writer's strike. And then the show, they called up and said, look, they don't have anything to put on television, so they're going to air the pilot. They're not picking it up, but it's going to be on TV. And then the writer's strike ended. No, it's not going to be on TV.
That's just all...
So that was like a triple jerk around.
It was a... I wasn't counting, but yeah, I think you're right. It sounds like a triple.
I feel like it was a triple.
I did another one for Fox where... It was this presentation. It was during when they were like, well, we're not doing pilots anymore, because pilots, you got to pay people like double what they would get to it was an episode of the show. So instead, we're going to do presentations, which is we'll put it up like a theater play.
Yeah.
And then we'll just decide if we want it based on that. And then I said, okay, well, it seems kind of crappy, because now they're going to pay you a tenth of what you would get for a pilot.
Yeah. So you do it on stage like somewhere?
They rehearse it for a week as if it was an actual. They were going to shoot it, but then then. And then they said, well, you know what? We are going to shoot it just because maybe everybody can't be there to watch it. So we're going to shoot it, but it's not a pilot.
Yeah, just send it around.
And then my manager said, well, you can't shoot it if you're going to do that. And they said, okay, well, we don't. What about VHS? And he goes, no, you can't.
Yeah. What then, about a courtroom artist?
Yeah, yeah, so, a stenographer. No,
so the schedule that one I did with Thomas F. Wilson, my friend Tom Wilson.
Oh yes, a lot of people know him from Back to the Future. As
yeah,
Biff.
Which yes, I don't even like to say that because he's done so many other great things and it's not his
but
favorite thing. But that's
maybe he would bring it up. During
it's a great
his
role,
act, wouldn't he? Wouldn't
everyone, because he can't help it, because everybody
yeah,
kind of
he has to like say
they want
to
put that saddle on him and ride him around like it's their birthday. So, but he and I are doing this thing, and it was so much fun. And then, and Peter Bonners, you know, the guy from the Bob Newhart show, that was the guy who directed it. It was a really fun week. And then they were going to do the presentation on Friday. Mm-hmm. They're not going to videotape because all the executives are going to show up. And it was raining, like it was a brutal raining night. And so some of the executives showed up, but not all of them. Barry Diller was the head of Fox. He did not show up on that Friday. Mm. Monday, he announced he was leaving Fox to go to QVC.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So that wow. is the second in my series of Hollywood it's... nut punch.
No, that was definitely three multi-directional.
Yeah,
nut
it
punch.
Didn't feel that didn't yeah. feel super good, but it was that
from
was
the
actually
back and
a
the
fun.
Front.
I was definitely counting those punches. Yeah. Just one to each nut, I think. Traditionally, is how that goes yeah. in Hollywood.
Okay.
dual simultaneous. Well, I would maybe I'll write a pilot. Do you want to be in my? We're teachers who solve. I'm an art teacher.
Child murders?
Here's my pilot.
Okay,
I'm thinking
okay.
of it right
it's
now.
It's all
okay.
child child murders are very hot right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay. I'd watch it.
A so lot of these British drama shows are all about there's a dead child.
Yep.
And let's get to the bottom of it. And then, did you watch Broadchurch?
Yes.
Spoiler alert, everyone in that town is a pedophile. It's like, holy shit, it's this little tiny town and everybody's fucking kids are in love with them. It's
yes.
like, holy cow.
Is
it's
that
so
an
true.
English thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I did stand-up, I haven't gone to the UK a bunch, but I did... a club in Manchester, and every comic there had pedophile jokes.
Pedo.
Pedophile, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, weird.
That's how they say it over there.
And they all pedophile. Laugh. They're like, oh, that's my favorite thing to make fun of, whereas here people are kind of like, hey, that's serious. I had a nephew.
Yeah.
That got shown something in a pool house, and then... So it's off limits, but in the UK, it's pedophile this, pedophile that.
Well, right, because they're all pedophiles, so yeah. they can't.
I
Does
guess.
Anybody want to hear my pitch for my my
yeah.
pilot?
It's yeah. Are we in it?
Yeah. Okay. It's called Pool House.
Okay.
And you guys both work there.
And there's, okay.
You're the towel boys in the pool house.
Okay, and it's mm-hmm. mostly kids?
It's just every week a different kid wanders
know.
In,
there,
and then you take them away, and then a curtain will blow.
I think I'd be willing to see a presentation of that.
Okay.
But I'm not
going to
see
rains.
A pilot presentation.
Like this you've just described just the first, you know, what do they call that first 2 minutes before the show starts kind of every
cold
show?
Cold open?
This is just the cold open
yes,
of every
yes.
show.
Yes,
right.
Then what happens afterwards?
We'll murder that kid.
Okay.
And then whatever else you want. I mean, like...
I feel like most of these shows are popular when it's the people who are the main characters are the people who catch the murderer, not the actual
murderer.
You
want to be on their side.
I mean, you're the one with a TV writing job, though, so...
Here's the thing. I think you both need to be willing and brave just to be an unlikable character every once in a while.
But as the star of a...
Yeah.
We're talking about a sitcom.
Have you even been listening to this episode? I feel like we've all been taking turns being unlikable.
We're about as unlikable as you can get.
Yeah, for the
you
last
retard.
Hour.
It's
oh, that was terrific. Mm. Well, let's face it. We're at your place. We're sitting in a turned-off car.
Well, we can start up. We're actually a few blocks away, so we can drive down.
Here we go.
Are we really?
Yeah, we're not here. No, we're not here. I
you
told you
told
if we
me
were.
To
if,
pull over.
I said to pull over so we could talk a little bit more. If we pull into my driveway, my wife is going to come out.
No,
and
I
you
get
got
it.
Her. I mean,
I get
she's
it.
A character. But...
Mrs. Johansson will be on. She could jump in.
She said she was going to take my name, and then she didn't.
She didn't do it?
Yeah. It's not like a bone of contention, but it's just a factual thing that
How
I just...
How long ago was that?
We've been married for going on... It'll be 12 years in October. Did you hear my phone? That's her
that's
texting
her.
Me. Where are
Where
you, my love?
I can't,
that's what she
I
says.
I can't wait for
straight?
Her to come out just dough
yes,
roller ablaze.
Yeah.
Maybe if you print up the paperwork and just put it on her desk, make it easy for her.
What's the paperwork?
For her name change.
Maybe it's the clerical stuff and going to City Hall.
She just gets overwhelmed. She doesn't like paper.
She might have done that.
You know her well, it sounds like, Karen.
I know. Well, I know her type.
That's what's stopping me from a lot of things, too, is the paperwork.
The living room comedy show paperwork that you don't want to.
It's certainly the reason I haven't paid my taxes in 5 years. we got to be coming close here.
Yeah, it's will you go over this next thing and then it's on the right.
I remember now.
Yeah. Through the stop sign?
What do you remember from?
Well, the first
you drive by.
He rides his bike past your house.
I
got a brand new pair of roller skates. My friend is now managing her. Her name is Melanie.
Melanie?
Yeah. My friend is managing her. Yeah.
Does she have another hit?
She's still rocking it out.
Yeah, Lay Down?
I can't remember her other hits, but yeah, she's had a couple of hits.
I didn't know that. Just
she's still doing it.
Singing that song would make me laugh.
Well, no, there's someone in the driveway right there. Next to the one with the silver car, that one back.
Oh, that house has a droopy. It's almost like it's melting. I love it.
We're going in here.
Do you live in that one?
Okay. No, I'm. Did you see where that blue car is over there?
Yeah.
I'm in the one next to that.
Oh, I like that too.
Behind the other kind of sage greeny one.
Do you want me to back up and go back over there?
Well, you can.
Okay.
Uh-oh. She's not going to.
She's fine.
Hi. How are you? She really has a curious look on her face.
Yeah, well, she is a curious person. She's probably coming out because that might be someone, one of her friend's car, or maybe she's mad at the person who left the car. She lives in this building where that driveway goes to, that building. This building that we're parked in. I don't know the people who live here that much.
We could be blocking somebody.
Yeah, well, they'll either be in the road or they'll come up this driveway and they'll have an angry look on their face. Angriest guy in the neighborhood though lives behind that building right there.
Really? Yeah. For real?
He's famous.
His default mode is to just start, every time something's a problem, he just starts yelling at you. His life, you know how they say you make your own world? You know, he's the star of that.
Oh, wow. Well, certainly the look on her face could be confused for anger. It might be just
probably
her resting.
Doesn't have anything to do with us, but.
It's probably just a lifetime of being mistreated.
I bet it's that jean jacket. It's a tiny bit too small.
It might be the fringe on that skirt that's making her angry. It's just the denim on denim that she has going. Well,
and you don't even know what kind of undergarments she's got on.
Yeah, just sometimes could be more denim.
Just big floppy granny bloomers. Just like a windsock.
I was thinking more of kind of a religious kind of like there's a tight thing or some.
Yes, magic underwear.
She's 4 inches wearing,
of barbed wire.
She just drapes a sheet with a hole in it around her waist.
Or it's chainmail.
Oh, she's
because
not
she
happy.
Is from that the Ren Faire.
That could be it.
I don't need her permission.
She has a chastity belt. Okay.
Jake, any plugs? Final
thoughts?
This was great.
Well, when is this going to be coming out?
Thousands of listeners. It will be next Monday.
Here's what I can say to you, people listening to this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've got a comedy special that you can download. It's $5, and you can download it from my website, jakethis.com, and that's my website, so you
can
find out where I'm playing.
Jakethis.com. What's the comedy special? What's the title?
It's called Pictures of My Dinner.
I love that name.
I'm going to watch that.
You also have other ones. You have
I Love You?
On Netflix. You can watch that on Netflix.
No, you can't anymore.
They
yanked it.
I watched it on there.
I know. Do you want to hear about another kind of way that showbiz can disappoint you?
Yes.
They can stop having you on Netflix. I didn't know that they could do that.
You can get yanked
I was like,
from
what
Netflix?
Happened? And not only do they take the special off, but they remove all the reviews and the record of it being on there. So for a while it was like you could go on and you could say, well, if this ever comes back, I want to watch it. Or you could read reviews that people have written about it. But it was on for 3 years, and now it's not. But I'm gonna put that up for a digital download.
It's hard
to
not take that personally.
It hurt.
Instead of charge $5 for that one, since it's the old one, get it for free on your website.
I thought you were gonna suggest $10. I mean, all money is really kind of
classic. Okay, $7.
It's all a technicality now that I've got these diamonds. So
everything is now.
Yeah.
Your whole world has shifted dramatically.
I know. It's all for fun now.
Yeah.
Everything is for fun. It's great. I can't wait to see you guys at the living room show that we're going to do. Why don't we buy a house that we just do living room shows in? Nobody even lives there.
Yes. I mean, if you make the down payment, you're the one that's shitting money.
We'll fill the basement up with dead children.
A dream house, you're saying.
Yeah.
A dream house.
A little place that's just for us.
And our predilections.
I didn't think this was going to be that much fun. I don't know about you guys.
You had low expectations.
Kind of dreading it a little bit.
No, I was excited about it, but I really didn't. This was more fun than I thought.
Good. Yay. I'm glad that you're saying that, and I'm glad. I hope that it was better than the cab ride. It certainly. I'm gonna just go ahead and.
Oh, this beats the crap out of a cab. Yeah, what do I owe you?
No cologne. Starting with no cologne.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we actually knew how to get to your house.
Mm-hmm. The payment.
Sort of. We spiraled in, but we
did
it.
You know, roundabout way.
The payment is in having made. You've paid us in laughs. Is that,
well, if you want to go, if you want to park at my driveway, you can come in and meet my wife if you want to.
No, thank you.
No,
yeah,
we don't.
I didn't
want
think
to.
So. Okay,
I'm a little nervous. Just anyone in curlers wielding.
She's not really where you made that up. That's not who she really
you
is.
You know what? I bet retracing my step. That was my whole.
I'm picturing
idea.
Her as Pet from Andy Capp, and I don't want any part of it.
That Pet from Andy Capp makes me want to take a face
Good
for nap on a couch. Remember he'd like nap on his face?
Yeah. Because he was a drunk.
He was abusive.
He was a terrible drunk.
Hon. H-O-N.
They were scum.
Yeah. I don't remember Andy Capp as well as you guys do. And you're younger than me, too. It's weird.
It's very
It's a
weird.
Turnabout thing that's happened.
It's a turnaround.
Oh, it's sweltering.
Jake,
in
I'm going to make you do low-key shows in Hollywood.
Okay. I want to.
Okay.
We're done now, right? I keep thinking like I should put this down, but then it's not really over.
But
then
I won't stop talking.
But
to
it is over, right? Isn't it? Okay.
It is over.
We're gonna get out.
Fizzle out.
Oh, here's. Should we do the sign off?
We will.
Oh, okay.
First,
you were trying to say something.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Jake. Thank you for being on the show. We've very much enjoyed you. This is my conclusionary voice.
Oh, I see.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYNAR.